Welcome to Time with Baba Depression Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is March 23rd, Monday, 2020, Day 83. Today's topic, COVID-19 won't make you downcast and disturbed. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God and having Jesus as my Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word time with Abba. Today's main passage. The four passages. Psalm 42 verse 6 to 11. Numbers chapter 31, verse 1 to Deuteronomy chapter 1, verses 1 to 46. Luke chapter 5, verse 29 to chapter 6, verse 11. Proverbs 11, verses 24 to 26. Today's main passage, Psalm 42, verses 9 to 11. I say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why must I go about mourning, oppressed by the enemy? My bones suffer mortal agony, as my foes taunt me, saying to me all day long, where is your God? Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise Him, my Savior and my God. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening. The topic I received today from Jesus is, COVID-19 won't make you downcast and disturbed. If you what? But the global situation of COVID-19 is really a lot of people are downcast and disturbed. So what can we do? Today's psalm gives us the reality of the psalm of the psalmist. Number one, God forgets me. Number two, I have been oppressed by my enemies and in mourning always. Mourning! It's like you have loved ones die and you mourn. Maybe those Israelites were being bullied in words and deeds by the Babylonians. A number of their loved ones died and they were in deep pain. Number three, the words of bullying hurt their souls and they were crushed. Number four, those Babylonians laughed at him and said, where is your God? Is he on holiday? Now, try to replace COVID-19 to this situation. Then, you might know the feeling of a lot of people, maybe including you, downcast and disturbed. Don't be frightened. You have the antidote in Psalm 42, verse 11. Number one, put your hope in God. He is your only hope. Your rock and salvation. Don't spend much time to look at things concerning with COVID-19 to pull you down to the pit of darkness. Spend more time to be with God and read His words. Number two, sing more praise songs at home. Sing it out, sing it loud, sing more and you will be better. If you are willing to be close to God and praise Him like that, you will surely be pulled out of darkness into His light. Just like Moses, his face was full of light. Because the more you praise, the more closer you are with God. The more closer you are with God, the more light in your face. Because God's countenance shines upon you and that shows into your face, full of light. Then you will be transformed from downcast and disturbed to full of joy and laughter, full of peace and light. Yes, I move to praise the Lord with you together. Now, He is Lord, He is Lord, He is risen from the dead, and He is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, come to save us and heal us, that we can be transformed from downcast and disturbed to full of joy and laughter, full of peace and light. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, is there any way that you can be transformed from downcast and disturbed to full of joy and laughter, full of peace and light? Number two, what is the next step? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.